Breadbox Media Programming is brought to you by CMN Momentum 2020 Online is the unique event for ministry-minded Catholics. Join us July 15th and 16th and jumpstart your good work for God. This two-day event offers best practice conference presenters and a virtual trade show. Also included are film screenings, music guests, and even a pro-life voter town hall. CMN is where Catholic businesses and nonprofits, leaders and volunteers, are empowered with practical hope and help during these hard times. Visit CatholicMarketing.com and register today. Your Catholic organization can join Catholic Marketing Network so you and four members of your team can attend Momentum 2020 for free. In addition to free access, a $75 CMN membership provides year-round benefits for Catholic schools, nonprofits, church fundraising teams, retailers, and more. Visit CatholicMarketing.com and register, and get ready to build professional and personal momentum.
I know many people around the globe listen to this podcast, and I think also, just in light of what is going on around the globe, you might be in a situation where regular schedule and a regular life right now isn't what you're experiencing. So me, being in America, in Chicago, it is summertime, the middle of July, and we just finished up with our long Independence Day holiday. And it's very different in the summertime, I believe, to keep focused on a regular prayer life, thinking about God. It seems as if things are different in the summer, a little more lax, not as scheduled and regimented. And then, of course, when summer wraps up and the school year starts and the fall comes, it just seems like things become more structured. I'm even approaching a time of even more change. So my stepson will be moving out this weekend. That means Frankie the Beagle, my little partner and companion that is with me all day, is going to be going with him because he's actually his dog. And it will be very different. Life will be different without them in the house. It'll be just me and my husband. So I'm embracing this change. I'm embracing what intimacy and togetherness can come between me and my husband, just being together. But I've also been sucked into the world. There's a lot of things going on, a lot of turmoil, and a lot of new, I guess, discoveries have happened in my life. And I'm trying desperately to stay connected every single day, in the moment, and not try to, what's going to happen tomorrow? Well, when's this going to happen? When are these people going to get caught for this or that or the other? And looking into the future too much takes me away from God in this moment. And even having this past holiday weekend, my husband home from, you know, one more day of work, kind of did the exact same thing. It interrupted my time with God. I wasn't thinking about God as much, and I could feel the difference. So what I want to ask you is, are you feeling the difference? Maybe you're going to Mass, maybe you're not going to Mass. Maybe this whole experience with the shutdown of churches has put a distance in between you and the Lord, you and your feeling his presence in your life. And all I want to say, if that is happening, or if it's happening occasionally, maybe 2 days you're doing great, the next day you're kind of lazy, And the next day you don't go to mass, or the next day you decide you're going to do something with your family and your prayer life takes a back seat, and then you get back on the train. If you don't have a regular schedule and you're not calling out to God and seeing Him all around you, whether it be in nature or just being grateful and thankful for everything that's going on in your life, the craziness, the irregularity, right? The not scheduled stuff. Let's go back to God. Take a scheduled time every day. It's better if it's the same time every day, but as I just said, if you're in the middle of summer or you're on vacations, sometimes those times don't work. So every night, the night before that day, schedule that time to sit in peace with God. Ideally, I'm telling you, it makes a difference if you do it in the morning before the day gets started. It is much harder to fit it in the middle of the day or to pray at night before you go to bed. For me, that never made sense. And if that's your thing, that's your thing. You might be a night person. And that may be the time when you have the peace in your house. For me, I want to wake up with God wrapped around me. I want to spend that time with Him in the morning, give myself to Him in prayer, read the daily readings, hear what He wants me to do that day. It seems like if I pray at night, my day's already gone, unless, of course, I'm praying for the next day. I guess that could work. But it doesn't really matter. The fact is, if you make the time and you do the time and you pray as much as you can all day, thanking God for everything, the good and the bad, you're going to feel His presence, and you're going to continue to feel that peace and that calmness. You won't be fearful. You won't be anxious. You won't feel dead, because that's what happens to me. I don't feel alive and filled with joy when I'm not praying every single day. And it happens. We're not perfect. And so guess what? Go back to confession, especially if you're committing some sins. And it could just be venial sins. It could be you just blowing your top at your family, or judging someone, or gossiping behind someone's back. It doesn't have to be a massive mortal sin. But of course, as I've said always, if that is the case, then get your tail into confession. Maybe you're just being lazy, maybe greedy, maybe you're being slothful. And sloth, spiritual sloth, is something that we should confess. I'm going to confession today because I do feel like I've been lazy and spiritually slothful. Perhaps maybe even a little bit of pride, walking around thinking that I can live my life myself over the holiday weekend for sure. And I also know that I need to be that witness to those around me. My husband knows I go to daily mass. Well, why didn't I go on Friday and Saturday? They were the first Friday, first Saturdays of the month. I went to mass, and I'm using air quotes over here, online, but I didn't physically go. And that, my friends, is another crux that I'm facing right now. Because in my diocese, I cannot receive the Lord on the tongue. And that's how I receive the Lord. So my mentality is, well, if I'm going to receive Him spiritually anyway, I might as well watch it on TV while it's still on, you know, not TV necessarily. Mine is always through Facebook. But I also have a priest in the diocese who allows for that. Praise be to God. So I think I need to start making the extra 45-minute drive to his parish. I don't know, lots of things during just this week for me to confess, for me to take to God, for me to ask for him to kick this laziness out, for me to renounce and bind the spirit of laziness, the spirit of sloth, the spirit of pride, and to kick it out of my life so that I can fill my soul with the spirit of God, which is pure love, pure joy, pure peace, and then go serve him. That was what I sat and meditated on, was serve the Lord. It was in the Psalms. And I thought, how much do I really serve you, God? Yesterday was labor. The harvest is abundant, but the laborers are few. And today, how much do I serve you? How much do I worship you? How much do I serve others? How much of a servant leader am I? Or am I selfish with my time, with my love? Servant leadership, that's another one we should think about. How much do we live our lives for others? Because the more we, it all wraps together. It's just crazy, right? The more we pray, the more we praise God all day, the more we thank him for everything, the more we sacrifice for our love for him and for those in our lives and for those we love and those souls we want to save, the more we can serve others. Because even if we don't feel like serving them, we can use that as a sacrifice. And then we continue to be filled with God's love. If we continue to ask the Father for his blessings to be poured out into us, we will have the Spirit of God oozing through us. And then we do it again, and we do it again, and we do it again, and all of a sudden that laziness goes away. Because we want to serve others, because we want to serve God. Because we know that Jesus came down and he was here to serve, not to be served. He was washing people's feet, going out day and night, extremely exhausted, saving people, preaching people, leading them to the Lord, to him, right? Leading them to him and to his Father, to heaven. And then let's not forget all about the passion and the pain and the suffering and the hurt and the anguish. I can't imagine unspeakable pain. But he did it with joy and love and without complaining and whining. He did it because he loved us and to save as many souls as he possibly could. Let's try to bring Jesus into us today. He's there, but let's call on him. Jesus, can you do my ministry with me today? Can you sit with me and pray today? Jesus, can you sit down with me as I eat my lunch today and help me appreciate every bit of this nourishment? Spiritual and nutrition or these nutrients I'm eating. Jesus, can you help me make dinner for my family today with love like you would for those that you loved and served? It's amazing when we wrap it all together how much we can be little lights of God, igniting our own spirit and those around us. Alrighty, everyone. Go put Jesus on. Be the light. Pray. Thank him all day. I'll talk to you tomorrow. Have a blessed one.
Breadbox Media Programming is brought to you by...
I actually met my wife on CatholicSingles.com, if you can believe that.
Really?
And about... Yes, I had never done that before. Didn't have any problems with dating.
Natalie and Aaron met on CatholicSingles.com after they realized that they needed to find someone who shared their faith. Meet other faithful Catholics on the original Catholic dating site. Download our app today for free. Looking for a way to build daily prayer discipline? Seen the rise in mindfulness meditation, but not sure if it is possible to meditate in a way that's consistent with your Catholic faith? Just looking for a way to breathe new life into your existing prayer routine? No matter what you're looking for, Hollow is here to help. Hollow is a Catholic prayer and meditation app that helps users deepen their relationship with God through audio-guided contemplative prayer sessions. From meditations on the daily gospel to the rosary to daily examines, Hollow has something for everyone. Hollow is the number one Catholic app in the U.S. It is free to download and has permanently free content, but you can also check out all of the premium sessions for 30 days, risk-free, by signing up at www.hollow.app/breadbox.